It's a chance for anyone to add their voices to Dr. Martin Luther King's central dream that's always a work in progress.
Today, you know, we see artists, we see a community of mixed backgrounds and demographics, and that's exactly what the dream is. We're working toward it. We're still working toward it.
Because every dream starts with one person, and you have to name it to reach it.
We have to understand each side. We're going to have to go forward hand in hand. That's the only way it's going to work.
Thank you. every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let us rejoice. Faith that the dark past has taught us.
Sing a song
full of the hope that the present has brought.
Has brought us.
Oh, yeah.
Facing the rising sun.
March on
to victory
is won.
God of our weary
years,
God of our silence,
God of our silent tears. From the places our God where we met thee.
Lest our
heart drunk with the wine of the world we forget thee. Set only
Welcome to another show. Today we're going to talk about something that has been on my mind for a while. I'm going to ask the question, what exactly have we really overcome? Welcome to another episode of On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, and I'm going on the record today. Want to talk to you about something, but in the meantime, we're going to have some great music. So go ahead and settle in and get ready for another great show. Thank you so much for listening to On the Record.
Ha! My horns, give it to me. Tell me again. Ha, here we go.
When I woke up this morning, I felt like singing a song about
Jesus,
my friend Jesus.
Jesus.
When I woke up this morning, I wanted to sing a song about
Jesus,
my friend Jesus.
Jesus.
He's been so good to me. He's the one.
Free,
my friend Jesus.
All right, that was Eileen Lewis with Song About Jesus. This is Donald Godbolt featuring Natalie Wilson, the girl director, with Been There.
Sitting there thinking that no one really cares, you throw yourself a pity party just sitting there feeling sorry. I understand what you're going through, that's why I'm here to encourage you. Lift your head up toward the sky because your help is drawing nigh.
Right, that segment included music from Eileen Lewis and Donald Godbolt, and you are exactly right. We've been there. We've been here a little too long. We're going to talk about later on in the show what exactly have we really overcome. That's the question I want to answer. But let's keep this music going for it. I want you to hear Amazing Grace from my good friends, the amazing Glory Gospel Singers.
Thank you.
All right, that was the amazing Glory Gospel Singers. Welcome back to On the Record. This is Fred Willis of Soul Prosper Radio, and I am talking to you today about something that I've been pondering all weekend. It begs the question, what exactly have we overcome? Well, you know, like millions of Americans all over the country, this week I celebrated the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday observance in service. I played on last Saturday, the Saturday before, with a piano accompaniment for a scholarship banquet. And on that day, I accompanied a great singer, Miss Sharan Goodspeed Keaton. And locally, we made a difference as we were a part of a mural painting here on the south side of my town, of Fort Worth, my city. And, you know, the news crew showed up. It was a newsworthy event. And they began speaking with us. And my portion of the interview, they asked me about Dr. King's dream. And the only answer I could come up with was that we're still working toward it. Dr. King has been dead 49 years this year. Later in March, we'll celebrate that date as well. But 49 years and we're still working toward it. But I don't know why. For the life of me, I don't know why. 48 years following his death, the best response America could provide was to elect Donald Trump, who built his platform on hate, Muslim registry, and building a wall. That Hitler right there, that remind anybody of that? Those were his platform promises. And 48 years following the death of our greatest civic leader, that was our response. Donald Trump is the same person who for years talked about his predecessor and his birth, the legitimacy of his birth here in America. You know, so that same Donald Trump is his successor. Isn't that crazy? So what exactly have we overcome? That's the question that I'm asking today. I'm really kind of upset about it, that in 49 years this year, the best that we can do is to elect a hater. And I don't care what your political affiliation, I don't care if you disagree with what I'm saying. At this point in time, it's just got to be said that Donald Trump will not unite this country. Donald Trump is hell-bent on destroying most of what his predecessor built. And that's a problem. So in 49 years, what exactly have black people overcome? I don't really know. You know, even when President Obama, he was assailed by Donald Trump and other Republicans, and even some black people, his response was what I want to call is tepid. It was, you know, we watched him be berated. We watched him be attempts to delegitimize him, which we know, you know, they shouldn't have worked. But for some people, they did. I mean, you know, you've got smart American people who would agree all of a sudden that when you're born, they put your religious affiliation on there. I don't get that. I don't get how you're born and they say, oh, OK, he's a Muslim baby. I don't get that. I also don't get how in America, when you're born and there's a birth certificate, that what's on there can be somehow, you know, changed or manipulated. You know, I don't get that. I've had to get my birth certificate. My wife had to get her birth certificate from Cook County in Illinois. And that was quite a process. So to go about trying to manipulate it somehow. Yeah, that's you know, that's just stupid. It's just stupid. So this is what we're dealing with 49 years later after Dr. King was mercilessly murdered. He was assassinated, shot in the face. And I don't know if any of you know anybody who's been shot in the face, but you shot in the face, that's pretty much a closed casket funeral, which in my opinion, and I do know a number of funeral directors who are amazing at their job and who can, don't hate to be morbid here, but rebuild the face or rebuild, you know, facial features that have been destroyed by sickness and even violence, you know, but a lot of people cannot reconstruct the face, which means you don't have closure, which causes deeper pain, deeper emotional pain that people don't even know how to express that they're feeling. So Dr. King was killed in that manner. Thankfully, there was an open casket funeral and, you know, Americans were able to pay their last respects to an open casket. But he was killed anyway. And so normally after someone dies, people say great things about them. And most importantly, people behave differently, at least for a season. So, you know, 50 years later, we are still, you know, fighting the lie, the myth of white supremacy, which is a lie. It's a lie. It's fantasy. Some of you have gone all your life and have never rejected white supremacy. But it's a lie. It's an abject aberration of the truth of the American Constitution, even, which says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, with certain undeniable, unalienable rights. Right? That means you can't get rid of them. You can't get rid of those rights. Yet, we are still fighting for certain civil rights. We're fighting for recognition 49 years later. This is not even including his time walking the streets on Earth. Okay? So, he's been dead almost 50 years. And in 50 years, we still haven't accomplished everything. It's still only in the works. Two-term president, black president, is still only in the works. Most of us have a dream like Dr. King for a better tomorrow, but the first step toward that is waking up the dreamers and the sleepers for whom America is still a nightmare. Before blacks were extended civil rights, I'll say this, looking at the times now, it seems like that some people in of power, some people of influence are really trying to turn the clock back to the times before blacks were granted civil rights. And I want to say this to those of you listening. If that is the case, then you know what we've got to do? We've got to make a return back to the times when, black people boycotted, black people protested in March. You see that now. So if that's what we got to do, we've got to do it. You know, the Flint, Michigan crisis, they still don't have clean water in Flint, Michigan. What they've done in the wake of that crisis is just simply pointed the finger. It's been everybody else's fault but the people in charge. So, you know, I don't quite understand why we still haven't achieved Dr. King's dream. And I'm really looking for help right there. So those of you listening, you know, just put some comments down in the section there, comment section. Talk to me about it. Email me, fred@spradioshow.com. Let's talk about why we still haven't achieved the dream. He's been dead nearly 50 years, and I think it's high time for us to change the way we're living, change the way we're acting, change the way we're talking, and start to really make a difference. Because it's time. It's high time. It's beyond time. So what we've got to do is we got to get ready. We've got to get ready to begin making a difference where we are. The outgoing president has already laid out how we can do it, you know, in our communities and where we are. You know, that means standing up and talking to people. Yeah. You know, but some of those people are really, you know, they disagree with us. So talking to them may not really do it. But what if we really overcome? I'm really thinking about that. And you might say, yeah, we've had a black president. Yeah, your athletes. Yeah, your actors. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we still don't have equality ingrained in the fabric of American, of Americanism. It's not ingrained in the fabric of America yet. You know, we still have people that feel that it's a way of life to subjugate others. And you know, that's an outright lie. Because I'm black, I was born black. You know, my skin doesn't give you the right to try to deny stuff from me. Because in the Constitution that the president is sworn to uphold, it says that I too have those certain unalienable rights, which is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But I also have to ask those people who wrote that, they had slaves. So we've been living a lie in America since the beginning. So in 49 years, my question is, what exactly have we overcome? I'm going to come back with another thought. But, you know, before I get to that, I want to also salute Dr. King. His dream, he drew from international leaders. Gandhi was one of those. And his movement sparked other movements. In Germany, it was We Shall Overcome. At the Berlin Wall, they sang that song while people were separated from East and West Germany. I've been there. I have portions of the wall at my home here in America from my time there. And in Japan, it even stretched to Japan, the We Shall Overcome song and movement. And so I want to share this song with you. This is a choir from Japan. I'm going to announce the name of it when I come back from break. But as we lead into break, I want you to hear from this choir from Japan singing We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome.
has a name. No one realized the gifts that you had, because the gifts you had so many lacked. And as you got older, you put your dreams down, and you rarely even thought about them. But you kept moving on without them. But I need you to know it's never too late to pick up your dreams and go on. I said it's never too late to go and speak life to what you want. It's never too late to go and reach for the stars. Yes, life is moving on, but you can keep dreaming on, because you are a dreamer. Go ahead and dream. Is your heart will lie, so go and speak alive to those things you had to let go of, like starting a business or starring in a show, like modeling or playing on the court. Don't let your dreams die, because it's never too late to pick up your dreams and go on. I said it's never too late.
That was Jasmine Williams with Dreamer, and before her we heard all the way from Japan the Voice of Vision Choir with We Shall Overcome. So I'm going to ask you the question: if we shall overcome, what in 49 years since Dr. King's death have we overcome? America marveled at the dreamer, but assassinated the visionary. I'll say that again. America marveled at the dreamer. Dr. King is celebrated as being a dreamer, but they assassinated the visionary. The person willing to walk it out at all costs. It's not enough, though, in America for us to celebrate Dr. King in one day if that day doesn't coincide with a year full of days and deeds that reflect the tenets of his I Have a Dream speech. We can't spend only one day honoring the man and his vision if we'll return to turmoil the next day. Why? Why is this the reality of America today? Asking permission for change, or asking permission to organize and revolutionize American life is off the table. We're not asking permission anymore. It's time for us to go forward. That goes for everybody. Everybody who is marginalized, everybody who's subjugated right now. Asking permission is off the table. All of us are striving for a better day. You know what I'm saying? We're all striving for that. Dr. King was killed in cold blood, though. But what they didn't kill, what they can't kill, is the indomitable spirit that propelled him and his mission. You know why? Because it was imparted to all of those who believed in what he was saying and followed his footsteps. So, we refuse to wait any longer. I hope y'all hear the call. It's been issued, a clarion call. We refuse to wait any longer. So get up. Arise from your slumber, O ye dreamers. Put that in some old English for you. Listen, we are the generations of Americans who can make Dr. King's dream America's greatest reality. Do y'all believe that? You, me, us, our parents, our grandparents, everybody alive today. We are the generation who can make this change, who can cause America to overcome its greatest obstacle, its greatest boundary, its greatest barrier, the greatest impedance to America's greatest season. So, you know, we are that generation. I hope you believe that as I say it. America installed its newest president on Friday, January 20th, but celebrated Dr. King Day on Monday, the 16th. What a week and what a turnaround. It's shameful. It would be shameful to allow the foul and disingenuous spirit of the 45th president to permeate the population of this country. We can't allow hate to be policy. Dr. King's dream was not a myth, as some suppose. White supremacy is a myth, but Dr. King's dream was not a myth. It was not fantasy, as some suppose. Even some of his contemporaries ridiculed him, saying, "It's impossible. It'll never happen." But that dream, that vision, that's the method by which true Americans, the real friends of America — America needs some friends right now — the real friends of America, propelled by Dr. King's dream, can help America become its greatest. Dr. King said this: "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." I hope you're a friend of America today. If you are a friend of America, you have a job to do in helping us overcome. Helping those who are marginalized and subjugated overcome the obstacles placed in their way. Helping America itself, those of power and influence, to overcome the thirst, the power hungry spirit that has taken captive our leaders. We have a job to do. So let's do it. Let's get busy. Let's get to work making this dream a reality. He's been dead 49 years. I'm baffled by it that in 49 years, we seem to be right where we were, right around the corner from where America was at the time of his death. Shameful. I feel shame for America right now. I feel shame right now, and I shouldn't feel shame in 2017, but I feel shame in 2017 that this is everyday life in America. That you have the white people in power, and then you have blacks and everybody else. You know, poor white people were marching along with Dr. King. And if they weren't marching with him, they were paying attention because they needed what he was. They needed that speech to take hold. They needed it to take effect. They needed change to happen for them as well. Some of them didn't speak up, but they needed they needed it, just like now. The larger population on food stamps and welfare is not black people, but they're not speaking up. Instead, they're voting for candidates that will ruin their lives, continue to ruin their lives. So, you know, and I hate to sound political right now, but, you know, if you're not helping, you're hurting. And that goes on both sides. Black, white, Mexican, Muslim, Democrat, Republican. If you're not helping, you're hurting. So in 49 years, what have we overcome? we have yet to overcome our greatest mistake. We have yet to overcome our greatest mistake. And yeah, I think going forward, we need to make sure that we start the process of overcoming that. So going forward, as I celebrate Dr. King Day here, I hope you do the same. We have now the day of service, but guess what? We can fill our calendar with days of service to humanity, to America. So I hope you do that. Join me as I do that. I'm using my platform to do it, and you use the tools around you to do it. Let's get to work. Let's get there together. That's the only way.
We're going to have to go forward hand in hand. That's the only way it's going to work.
We shall overcome someday. Won't that be a glorious day when we overcome? Hallelujah. If you know the song, We Shall Overcome, please sing it. Yeah.
After all these years, that version never gets old. That was myself along with my tourmates, the Glory Gospel Singers from 2006, the summer of 2006, when we performed that song all over Germany, all over Deutschland. Today we've been talking about Dr. King and his dream and exactly where are we now and exactly what have we overcome. That's the question I'm going to be asking and answering all year. You can hear him in the background. I'm printing out my plan to help move the dream forward, propel it forward to make it a reality here in America. And I hope you're doing the same thing. Very special thanks to all of you who listen to this. I want to thank the Altino Brothers and their version of We Shall Overcome. Eileen Lewis, Jasmine Williams, so many other people who have contributed to this. The Voices of Vision from Japan. I want to thank all of you so much for listening today. And for more information about this show, this podcast series, and Soul Prosper, everything, meet me at soulprospermediagroup.com and spradioshow.com. I will see you there. Thank you so much.